that have to be understood on within the context of the Maisa Eva. Maisa Ego. Yomar Shal Moshe Ksav Lecha Es Advarim Ha'ela Ki Alpi Advarim Ha'ela Karati Itecha Bris Ves Yisrael. So the tzivut was to write down Advarim Ha'ela. And the Ramban explains that this was a renewal of the bris. Kadosh Baruch Hu established prior to the Maisa Eila, time of Matan Torah, a bris of Kali Yisrael. And that's the Sefer HaBris that the Torah refers to prior to the Maisa Eigel. But here it had to be redone. There had to be a renewal of the bris. But in Chazal, we find some interesting statements on this pasuk that I think require some explanation. Ksav l'chaz advarim ela, ki al pi advarim ela karati t'cha bris v'es Yisrael. So Chazal say that ksav l'chaz advarim ela, that refers to Torah Shabbat, and Ki al pi advarim ela karati t'cha bris v'es Yisrael, that refers to Torah Shabbat Peh. The al pi advarim ela is emphasizing Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Samach, Lokaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris in Yisrael ela al Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Krisas bris was primarily through the Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's what the Gemara says. As Yerushalmi Maseches Peah, Nemru Dvarim Bepeh, the Nemru Dvarim Beksav. So the Dvarim, the word Dvarim is mentioned for Torah Shvachsav. It's mentioned Torah Shvachpeh. The Ein Anu Yodim, Ezo Mehen Chaviv. So which one is more dear? Which is more precious, which would be. So, Kishu Omer Ki Al Pi Advarim Ha'ela Karati Itcha Ves Yisrael. So the Krisas Bris was Al Pi Advarim Ha'ela Karati Itcha Bris Ves Yisrael. So that implies the Yerushalmi says Havi Omer Osan Shebepech Chavivim. So the Torah Shebepech is more Chavim than Torah Shebepech. So we have to understand what this means. Certainly it's not implying in any way any deficiency with Torah Shabbat. We have to understand what this means. Now the foundation of the Torah is Torah Shabbat. The Torah Shabbat explains the Torah Shabbat. Okay. In terms of the mitzvah on a father to teach his child Torah, the Sugi and Kedusha and Daf Lamed says his chiyuv is to teach him mikra. That's his chiyuv. That's his chiyuv. Father is to teach his child mikra. What does mikra mean? Does it mean just Hamisha Chumshei Torah, or it means Torah Nevi'im? So that doesn't want focus. Rashi and the Ram. Okay. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Ramah. The Ramah says, that's only if it's Tchichalei Shaitei. It means if the father can't afford to hire a Malamed to teach him Kol HaTorah Kula. So then he has to teach him mikra. But if he can afford it, then he has to teach him everything. He has to teach him mikra, mishnah, Talmud, Halachas, Vaigodas, everything. But you see that it seems the foundation of everything is the Torah Shemachsav. Of course, when you learn Torah Shemachsav, you have to learn even the simple Pshat, I'll be the Torah Shemachsav. You can't teach Torah Shemachsav without the Torah Shemachsav. That's what Rashi does for us. He explains the Torah Shemachsav, I'll be the Torah Shemachsav. But it seems from the, and it seems from the Gomorrah and Gittin and the Yerushalmi that there is something special about the Torah Shabbat Peh that relates to this Krisas Bris. There's no diminishing the limit of Torah Shabbat Sah. It's just there's something special when it comes to Krisas Bris, and there's a certain chavivos in the Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Sah is very important. There is a Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, right at the beginning of the Parshas Eigel. So Vayitein El Moshe Kechaloso L'daber Ito V'Har Sinai Shnei Luchos Eidus Luchos Evan K'suvim Be'etzpa Elokim. So Rashi says Kechaloso is Chaser Kechaloso K'siv Chaser. So Rashi mentions different pshat. And one pshat is Ma Kala Mekushetes V'Chav Dalad Kishutin Hein Amur M'Sefer Yishaya. So to be a Talmud Chacham, one has to be working in the Chaf Dalet Sfarim of Kisvei HaKadosh. Without that, he's not a Talmud Chacham. So you can't diminish the limud of Torah Shemusar. But there's something significant, there's a certain chavivos in Torah Shemusar, and a certain significance on account of which there was a special Krisus Bris. There was a renewal of the Krisus Bris. There was a Krisus Bris of Matan Torah prior to the Ma'aseh Egel, and there was a renewal of the Krisus Bris after the Ma'aseh Egel. And that stresses and emphasizes the Torah Shemusar. So, and why is that? So to understand that, I think we have to look at the psukim that follow the Ma'aseh Egel. So if you look at a number of the psukim, it's very interesting to look at the progression. So the Torah describes, V'adaber shal Moshe aleich reid ki shichei samcho asher leis ha'aretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, go down, descend, because the people that you have brought up from Eretz Mitzrayim, they have become corrupt. Basically, what HaKadosh Baruch was saying to Moshe is, Kol Yisrael has abandoned its mission. Kol Yisrael had a mission. A mamlech es konim v'goy kadosh. They abandoned their mission. So if they abandoned their mission, why are you here? You're only here because of Kol Yisrael, you're their manhig. You're leading them in their mission. They abandoned their mission. There's no point for you to be here. Go down. There's no point. Lech rei. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Moshe is misfal for them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu indicated to Moshe he should be misfal. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, as Chazal explained it, V'ato hanichali. Hanichali. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, desist. If you desist, V'yichara pivahem v'chaleim, I'll destroy them. V'se'el s'chala goy gadol. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu informs Moshe, it's up to you to misfal. And Moshe is misfal. V'yachal Moshe, he beseeches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, espnei Hashem l'chav. V'yom v'lom Hashem yachrav chavamecha. Asher otzeisem eretz Yisrael v'chol gadol v'yachazakah. Why should you destroy them? You shouldn't destroy them. So this was a tefillah. It was not. This was not a bakashas kapara, as I saw the Rav explain in one of his drashas. How could Moshe Rabbeinu ask for kapara? He didn't go down yet. There was no recognition of the chait. There's no, can't be kapara without recognition of chait. This was what the Rav refers to. He was asking for a temporary stay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to destroy Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'achaleim v'aseh uschol ha'gagadol, I'll make you into a great people and a great nation. So Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for a temporary stay, for an opportunity to do tshuva. That's what he was asking for. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him that. V'yinachem Hashem al Roshi Dibro Sassamo. He granted him that temporary stay, the opportunity. And therefore Moshe goes down, and the Torah describes Moshe Rabbeinu's actions with Klal Yisrael following the eagle. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayim Machros Vayom Moshe Alam Atem Chata Sem Chata Gdola Vata. Now El Hashem, now I'll go up. Perhaps I can achieve some level of kapara. Now he was approaching and beseeching for kapara. Vayashav Moshe Hashem Vayomer Ona Chata Amazeh Chata Gdola. Now there was vidui on behalf of the people. Vayasul Hem Elohi Zahav Vata. Moshe says, "In tisach atasam, if you are willing to forgive them for the grievous sin, fine. Vim ayin, but if not, mecheni no misifcha asher kasafta, erase me, remove me from the book that you have written. What is this book?" Rashi says it means the Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't want to be mentioned in the Sefer Torah if you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael. Ramban says it means the Sefer HaChayim. I have no reason to be alive. That's how the Ramban explains it. Rav Hirsch has a fascinating shot, and he says this Sefer, Misif HaShe Kosofta, is the Sefer Zikaron that the Novi Malachi mentions. Oz Nidbru Yir Hashem Ishal Re'yu Vayikshev Hashem Vayishmo Vayikosev Sefer Zikaron Lefanov. The Yir Hashem Achos Hashemal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a book, so to speak, in which everyone's actions are recorded. So what does that book mean? That book, the Sefer Zikaron, the book of remembrances, is that really is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world. The Baruch Hu has a plan for the world, and Klal Yisrael is at the forefront of the Rabbanu Shalom's plan for the world, to bring the world to recognize the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So the world has to be built up spiritually, and it's Klal Yisrael's mission as a Mamlechas Kohanim Vagoy Kadosh to build up the world, the spiritual state of mankind in this world, to bring the world to a state of Kedusha. That's the mission of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you're not going to forgive them, and you say that you will make me into a goy gadol, I don't want to be part of your plan. Without Klal Yisrael, I don't want to be part of your plan. Mecheni na misifrecha asher kasafta. If you don't restore the mission of Klal Yisrael that they had prior to Matan Torah, if you're not willing to restore their mission, I don't want to be part of your plan. I make the decisions as to who I erase from my book. Vata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's pleading to a certain extent, and Lech Necheyas Am El Asher Yivartilach, I'm restoring their mission to a certain extent. There's a partial restoration. Go and lead them. You lead them to the place that I have told you. My angel shall go before you. And Rashi explains, V'lo ani, but not I. And I'll restore the mission partially, but in a different way. It'll be a totally different kind of a mission. They will have a mission, but I will not be in their midst. I will send an angel to lead them, but I will not be in their midst. Before the Ma'aseh Egel, there would have been a Hashos Hashchina, which could easily be felt and be recognized. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll restore partially the mission, but Hinei Malachi Yelech Lefanecha. And then the Torah describes, V'yedaber Hashem Moshe Alech Alei Mizeh Atov V'Omar Asher Aleisu Mitzrayim El Oretz Nishbati V'Om Yitzchok Yaakov Leimor L'Zarcho Et Nana. Go take the people there to Israel, V'Shalachti Lefanecha Malach. I will send the Malach, he will lead you. I will drive them out. But I will not ascend among you. I will send a malach. Why? Ki am kshe orafato pen achel chavadarach, lest I annihilate you on the way. HaKadosh Baruch is saying, it's not only they don't deserve that I should be in their midst. I will not go up among you, not only because they don't deserve, but it's not in their best interests. They're not worthy of it, and if I am in their midst, then they will be punished for their avarice severely. It's better for them that I should not be in their midst. I should not. So at this point there was a partial restoration of the mission of Klal Yisrael. And the people mourned over this. They were grief-stricken. They were grieved over the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow his presence to be felt in their midst. But then the Torah describes further, Moshe Rabbeinu beseeches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer shel Hashem, re'ei ato omer elai, ha'os amazeh. You tell me to bring the people up, to take them to Eretz Yisrael. V'ato lo odatani eis asher tishlachimi. You have not informed me, you have not let me know who you will send with me. So Rashi says, even though you told me you'll send the Malach, I don't consider that to be informed because I'm not happy with that. To let me know a Malach will come with us, I'm not happy with that. So you really haven't informed me, Rashi explains. And you have told me, I have recognized you. I have recognized you. I know you by name, meaning I will make you to be important. You have told me that I have found favor. You have said that I have found favor in your eyes. So if this is so, va'ata imna matzasi chen beinecha. Odeini nazdrecha ve'de'acha v'manapsa chen beinecha. Show me, what do I receive for having found favor in your eyes? In what way will that be known that I have found favor in your eyes? And re'eh, see, ki amcha ha'gai hazeh. The only thing that's of significance to me is if it's through Kal Yisrael. If I have found favor in your eyes, and I am going to be important in some way, because I find, I want to know how. And it should be through Kal Yisrael. It has to be through the connection you have with Kal Yisrael. Not by sending a malach. It has to be through the connection you have with Kal Yisrael. I want to, if I find favor in your eyes, it has to be, the result of that has to be your connection, your strong relation with Kal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayomar panai eilechu vanichosi lach. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? Rashi explains that means, lo eshlach od malach, ani batzmi eilech. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu restored the mission further and said, I will not send the malach. I myself, I will accompany you. So now it seems there was a restoration of the mission. Kol Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I will accompany Kol Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, not only the Malach, ani batzmi eilech." But apparently there was a change, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu previously said, "Penachal chal baderach, I cannot be in your midst. I cannot be in your midst, because then it can just result in the destruction of Kol Yisrael." So now, and now Kadosh Baruch Hu says, now Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Panay eilechu." So apparently there's a difference between the Ashuas Hashchina of Alev Bekirbacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo Alev Bekirbacha, I will not ascend in your midst, and Panay Eilecho. Panay Eilecho does mean an accompaniment of Ashuas Hashchina, but it seems to be different than Alev Bekirbacha. There's a difference between Alev Bekirbacha and Panay Eilecho. What is that difference? There are different expressions. What's the difference? And perhaps that difference is implicit in the next parsha that we have in Kisiso. Vayomar Shal Moshe, Psol L'chash Ne'el Chosmanim. So this is the renewal of the bris. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, carve for yourself two stone tablets like the first one. Shnei L'chosmanim Shem Chastiel L'chosas Advorim HaShem L'chosher Shem 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 Barta. Vayenachom V'aboka L'aboka V'olis V'aboka V'sinai N'esafli Shal Moshe Har. So there was a difference between the first luchas and the second luchas. The first luchas, if we look at the first luchas, so the Torah says in Parshas Yitzro, "Vayotzei Moshe Sa'am v'krasa l'kimer machaneh." And Rashi says, "Magid shashchina yotza l'krasam, k'chasam hayotzei l'kras kala." The shechina was automatic. The shechina came to greet them. They didn't have to work hard to experience the Ashuas Hashchina at Matan Torah. It didn't require any work. It was, in a certain sense, like Gan Eden. It was the restoration of the state of Gan Eden. Gan Eden, before the Chet of Adam Rishon, was Hashuas Hashchina in the physical reality. You didn't have to do anything to feel the presence of the Shechina. You certainly didn't have to work hard. That's what Gan Eden really implies. It's a Hashuas Hashchina of a high level in the physical reality itself, in everything, in the Gan, in the trees. You sense the presence of the Shechina. But and this is what the Medrash says in Bereishis, Iker Shechina v'tachtonu ha'is. When the world is created, the Shechina was present. But as the Medrash says, when Adam was sinned, Chata Adam, so the Shechina departed to the Rakia, and Matan Torah brought the Shechina back. It brought the Shechina back. But once they sinned with the Egel, so then they were being deprived of their mission. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Moshe's tefillos and restored the mission. First it was restored partially, a malach would accompany. Then he said, Pana Yilechu. But it's not the same thing as Ela Bekirbacha. What's the difference? The difference is, it requires hard work. Psal L'chash Ne'lu Chazvanim. You want to feel my presence? You have to work hard. You have to work hard if you want to feel my presence. It's not automatic. And perhaps This is the pshat in the psukim. Ksov lechas advarim ela, kip advarim ela karati tcham bris v'Yisrael. This Christmas bris has to do primarily with the Torah Shema Peh. Why? Of course, the Torah Shema Peh is the foundation of everything. But when we speak of the Torah Shema Peh, we're talking about amlios amelim batara, of working hard. There's a reason why we have to work hard to learn. If anyone noticed, every sugya is complicated. Every sugya is difficult. Every sugya we're learning, there's so many complex issues, and one sugya ties in with another. You're learning a sugya in Shlichus Aveira. It ties in with Bava Kama, with Kedushin. It ties in with Me'ila. It ties in with Nazir, HaKofetz Beis Rosh. It's so complicated. Everything is so complex, we have to struggle to try and understand. That's the way it was meant to be, because that's what brings about Ashras Hashchina. Psolachosh, Nilchos Avanim, you have to work hard, you have to carve out the stones. And that you get primarily by working on the Torah Shema Peh, by trying to understand the Torah Shema Peh. Torah Shema Peh was given to understand the Torah Shema Peh. And not Chas V'Shalom abandoning the Torah Shema Peh. When they learn the Torah Shema Peh, we're learning the Torah Shema Peh. But the Krizas Bris of this relationship, Panay Elechu, if we want to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, we have to work hard. That was the difference between Allah B'Kirvacha and Dashra Sechina would be automatic, like a chasm goes out to greet the Kala, and Panay Elechu. So there was a restoration of the mission of Kali, but it requires hard work. And that's what Torah Shema Peh represents to us. It's that we're working on the Torah Shema Peh to try to understand the Torah Shema Peh to the Torah Shema Peh. And it's the effort that we put into it more than anything else that brings about the Ashra Shechina. That's what the Mishnah says. When it comes to Torah, from Sarah Agra, it's not a question of how brilliant a person is. It's not a question of how many chidushin is mechadesh. It's a question of how much effort does he put into it? How hard does he work to understand the Torah? It's the effort that he puts in that brings in the Ashras Hashchina. And perhaps this is implicit in the Berachas Torah. We say, Asher Kishanu B'Tzavit Tzvonu L'Asav with every Torah. So we speak about the Hisaskus. But then we speak of V'Harvna Hashem L'Kinu, Devaras Kovafinu. We as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah should be sweet in our mouths. What does sweetness of Torah mean? When we speak about a Geshmak and Lernan, what does it mean, the sweetness? What does it mean? It means we feel the presence of Shechina. That's what it means. If Torah is sweet, it's because the Shechina is present. And that's the Chesim of the Bracha. Hamalame Torah Lam Yisrael, this askus leads to feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malami Torah Lam Yisrael. That's what his askus brings about. It's the amelos, it's the effort, it's the psalach HaShneiluchas Avonim that enables us to feel the presence of the Shechina through the limud of the Torah Shal Peh that explains the Torah Shal Peh. Mm.